Page 136. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The introit on your white bulletin insert. Daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation is coming. The Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard, and you shall have gladness of heart.
Hear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Jacob like a flock. Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Return, we beseech you, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see. Let your hand be upon men of your right hand, upon the Son of Man, whom you made strong for yourself. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Daughter of Zion, behold, surely your salvation is coming. The Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard, and you shall give gladness of heart. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be given to serve you with cleansed minds, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday in Advent is from the fourth chapter of Malachi. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble, and the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. That will leave them neither root nor branch, but to you who fear my name, The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. This is the word of the Lord. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shall shine forth, our God shall come. Gather my servants together under me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The epistle is from the 15th chapter of Romans. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may, with one mind and one mouth, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, "For this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name." And again he says, "Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples." And again, Isaiah says, "There shall be a root of Jesse in him, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope." Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. The powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. And on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring and men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. Then he spoke to them in a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the Gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed, page 141. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our sermon text is from St. Luke 21, verse 34. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you ever get the desire to give up on the Christian life? Are you ever tempted simply to sin? Just sin and just let go of Christ. Do you ever get weighed down because things don't go the way that you had planned? Does it ever seem like you've taken two steps forward, but now you got knocked back three? Is the job, the task that you've been given, that you have to do, is it simply too big and that you determine, it'll never get done? Are your foes, that is the devil, the world, and even your sinful nature, does it seem like your foes are just too powerful so that you sin no matter what? So, weighed down, you say, why even try? This condition, as Luke 21 says, of being weighed down. Weighed down is exactly what today's Holy Gospel is speaking of. Jesus mentions in this passage three things that can weigh down the Christian. Dissipation, drunkenness, and the cares of this world. We're going to take a look at those three. We'll do it in reverse order. Number one, the cares of this world. The cares of this world. I spoke about these things last week as well. They may not be sin at all, but it would seem that the pursuit of these things can keep us from God's Word. That is, we spend our time, our effort, our money on these things, the cares of this world, and we become weighed down. There's a burden that comes from trying to acquire them, trying to keep them, trying to maintain them, trying to keep all these balls in the air, if you will, and we finally say, we're weighed down by the cares of just living life. So what will I do if... And it's usually one of these things, health, food, possessions, holidays, all those things will pass away, but God's Word will not pass away. Jesus directs us concerning the cares of this world that we are to heap them upon Him. Cast your cares upon Him and He will take care of you. Your Heavenly Father knows what you need even before you ask. And so Jesus tells us, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Those are the stuff of this world, the stuff that you need. And so when we cast it all upon Him, we simply pray, give us this day our daily bread, and trust that He will provide those cares of this world. The second thing that can weigh down our Christian life, calls it drunkenness. And yes, drunkenness in and of itself is sin. But it would seem from the context that this should not simply be limited to drunkenness. It would seem that drunkenness is kind of representative of, well, falling into sin and then being caught by its effects. Drunkenness. Drunkenness leads to so many other things. It leads to physical ailments which keep us from our work, may lead us to a loss of our employment. Drunkenness takes away our self-control so that we say hurtful things that we should not say. We do things that are sinful. The words and actions can, well, cause abuse, divorce, laziness, all kinds of things. Drunkenness makes us unable to respond in help towards the neighbor. Well, you see, it doesn't matter what your sin is. It can take over your life. More than that, unless it is forgiven by Christ through repentance and forgiveness, it will take over. Just as a drunk doesn't think that he has a problem. So those who are caught in a sin don't acknowledge the problem, the toll that it plays upon their life. Those who neglect the opportunities, for example, to be taught the Christian faith, do not realize how their lives are already suffering. They will certainly not be ready when suffering and disease and death afflicts their families, their loved ones, or themselves. God is preparing, and they don't realize that they're not being prepared. Those who, in pride, fully think that, well, I can read my Bible at home. It's as if they are already done learning. As if God set up His church and He doesn't want you to go. Deluged by pride, we think, I can handle this all by myself. They consider themselves to be spiritual, but they're not disciplined in following the good works insofar as God has provided. There are those who are harsh towards others, or gossip, or complain about others, when all the same, they're probably guilty of the same sin. Those who are unforgiving towards others, thus not loving towards them, are themselves not loving. They don't realize how their sin has affected their lives, like drunkenness. They fail to provide for others. It can weigh your life down in this world. The third thing is called dissipation. Big word. It's about something that is being scattered out in various directions. And so consider this sin in the same league with the word dispersion, which means to scatter. Dissipation then is to not have a goal, is to not have any direction. Being without a destination, without a purpose. Doing, we might say, whatever comes to mind. Think of it as doing whatever you want, whenever you want. And so you're always, how about this, how about this? Going to here and go to there. And yet you don't realize dissipation. The Holy Gospel gives us directions so that we are not weighed down by these three things. Christ, it says, is coming. And by coming, it doesn't mean just the second coming, but He is coming now through His Word and sacraments to teach us, just as He came before, that Christ is here. And as the world around us gets worse and worse, the good thing is that the worse it gets, the closer we get to Christ's return. We have a goal, and a goal is our heavenly glory, and we are awaiting a Savior who will come from there to take us to be with Him. He is coming to set things right. We need not be weighed down by all the things that are going. Things are happening just as God planned it to be. We do have a goal. A goal is to give glory to Christ and to receive His forgiveness. We have repentance, which God has given, that it might defeat the control of sin in our lives. Things like drunkenness, things like take over our lives. Repentance can break that cycle, that way in which it overcomes us. We have the gift of the Holy Spirit so that we can order our lives aright and not live like the heathen who are always running after all of the cares of this life. We have a goal which is eternal life, life with Christ. And so this is not about dissipation or dispersion. The Lord has placed us here for a purpose, and He is providing. You see, I'm not content to simply have you walk around with your head hanging down as if somehow you are going to be weighed down by your sins. Today's Holy Gospel says it this way. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Okay, yes. Yes, you have sinned. But those sins cannot overcome the work of God. God is still working out His purpose. You see, you may have failures. You may even have inadequacies that weigh you down. But the gospel is here to give us hope, to announce to us that there is a forgiveness of sins, that God knows exactly what He is doing. Jesus carried the weight that is weighing you down so that you don't have to. The scriptures say for us to lift up our heads. You don't have to worry about all that stuff. No, you come. Come on Wednesdays to hear God's word. Let God take care of getting things done. Do we think that we have to find our own food and take care of our own needs? Those sinful thoughts need not weigh us down. Lift up your heads, for God will lead you like a shepherd leads his flock. They are led by quiet waters, and they are without any want. So how can we do this? How can we lift up our heads even while we are so weak? Even while we live in such a sinful world? Well, here's what the epistle tells us. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Furthermore, it is God who gives that endurance and encouragement through those same scriptures. So Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. So here's what it means. It means that the reason that we can lift up our heads is that our weight of sin has been taken away, the kingdom of God has come near, and we have been welcomed in. The Old Testament says, but you who revere my name, for you who revere my name. Yes, we know what this world is about, but you Christians, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. The Lord will heal us. You will go out and leap like calves released from the stall. He's describing us. You will trample down the wicked. There will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I do these things, says the Lord. The Lord will defeat that which has come against us through repentance and forgiveness. Lift up your heads. Leap like calves released from the stalls. Rejoice like the angels who sang at Christ's birth. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. That's what Paul said in Romans. With sins forgiven and your weight lifted up, you have a sure and certain hope. There is no need to be weighed down. The Lord is working and He will provide. And so Romans 15, verse 13 says it this way. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. The offertory is on page 143. We stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Jesus Christ, the Son of Righteousness, the Root of Jesse, and the Son of Man coming in the clouds, we give you thanks that we need not fear your coming, but may lift up our heads in the confident hope of eternal life. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that your church might not be caught lazily sleeping in her sinfulness, but would be restored so that she would hear your glorious voice with a glad heart and give herself over to the rejoicing voice of prayer. May all pastors in Christ, including our Bishop James, our pastors Gary and Michael, that they would preach that the kingdom of God is near and thus turn the hearts of your people to the coming Lord. Bless your word, which is taught to the children in our learning center, that they would trust in that eternal word and never be ashamed. Bless our director Keeley and the rest of our staff, that the teaching of your word would give hope. Let us pray to the Lord. Give your blessing to our President Donald, our Governor J.B., to all in authority over us. Grant them your grace and guidance. Grant protection to our military who risk their lives for the common good, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, as well as for our police officers, Daniel and Alex. Oh Lord, you're the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak. Look upon the tribulation and distress of those affected by the coronavirus, especially Deanne Otis, a friend of the Haroons, who's hospitalized. Comfort those who have lost loved ones. Provide care for those infected. Calm the worries of the timid, so that in their necessities they may observe and receive your manifold help and comfort. We give thanks to you for the recovery of Patty Kenner. For those who are discouraged because of a lack of employment, in your mercy, raise up opportunities for business and work, that in peace and thanksgiving all people may earn and eat the bread of contentment. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless our shut-in Carolyn, our elderly Violet and Verdell. Provide for the needs of Priscilla, Caitlin, Jade, Kevin, Linda, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Tony, Gibb, and Patty. Also for our students, Kara, Andrew, Eric, Jonathan, Kirsten, Alexis, Sarah, Benjamin, Jacob, and Ashley. Let us pray to the Lord. We ask also, Lord, that you would be with those who have surgeries and procedures coming up this week, that you might provide for them. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
our hearts.
We repent to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is
truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming in the Messiah the very Lamb of God, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin.
O Lord Jesus Christ, who said unto your apostles, Peace I leave with you, peace I give unto you, and my sins,
O Christ, the Lamb of God.
preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting.
Jerusalem, hasten and stand on high, and be walls, the joy and gladness that comes unto you from God your Savior. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Jerusalem, hasten and stand on high, and behold the joy and gladness that comes unto you from God your Savior.
Thank you.
give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled to serve you constantly. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.